Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Hei Amud Bet, right in the middle, or really towards the beginning, of the analysis of dreams. In the middle of the Amud, Shmuel ki havichazei chelma bisha. When Shmuel would have a bad dream, Amar, he would quote the pasuk in Zechariah v'chalamot hashav yidaberu. Dreams are vain. But if you would see a good dream, it would say, the very turn it into a rhetorical question. God says, I speak to a prophet through dreams. Rava Rami. So Rava took that same convenience that Shmuel took and saw it as a contradiction. How do you answer? If it's a malach, it's true. If it's a shade, so it's not true. Rabbi Zavda Amar Rabbi Akiva Amar Rabbi Panda Amar Rabbi Nachum Amar Rabbi Birayim Yeshuma Zaken Echad Umanu Rabbi Bana'a. So we have a Rabbi Bana'a at the beginning of this. Asrim V'arba'a Potrei Chalamot HaYerushalayim. There were 24 different dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Upam Achad Chalamti Chalom. I had a dream. Must have been a momentous dream. V'alachti Eitzel Kulam. I went to each one of them. Umash Patar Lizeh Lo Patar Lizeh. Each one gave me a different interpretation. V'chulam Nitkemu Bi. And all of them happened. So he quotes a pasuk that doesn't exist, which is, all dreams follow the mouth, meaning the interpretation. So, what's it, a pasuk? The answer is in. Not that pasuk, but it's implied by a pasuk. How do we know that dreams follow their interpretation? That the butler says to Paro, that Yosef, the way that he interpreted it, that's the way it happened. Not meaning that there was a real meaning and he figured it out, but the way he interpreted it was what then determined. That's only if the interpretation is some way connected to the dream. That each person, the interpretation was like his dream. Now, Vayar Sarah Ofim, this goes back now to the end of Vayeshev, when the baker, who was not long for this world, saw that the butler's dream had been interpreted favorably. So Manayada, how did he know that Yosef had interpreted correctly? Kitov Patar now are interpreting correctly. That each of the butler and the baker had their own dream, and they had the solution to the other fellow's dream given to them. So the baker realized that the butler's dream had been interpreted correctly because he knew the proper solution. That, of course, says volumes about why they didn't just help each other, but that's a different issue. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hishkim follow pasuk l'toch piv. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you have a pasuk on your lips. Harez nevuah k'tana. That's a mini nevuah. From Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha chalomot itkamin. There's three kinds of dreams that are confirmed and they will be fulfilled. Chalom shel shacharit, a dream of early morning, like the pasuk. Chalom shchalam l'chaviro, or if someone else dreamt about you. Chalom shniftar b'toch chalom, or a dream that's interpreted inside of a dream. Or a dream that is repeated. Yosef says to Paro that the reason that God repeated the dream, the cows and the stalks, is because it's a real confirmed dream and it's going to happen. I wrote about that in my first volume, Between the Lines of the Bible, of the significance of a double dream. And this seems to take a very different perspective on dreams, which is that the dream that you see is based on what you're thinking about. Daniel says to Nebuchadnezzar, that which is in your mind, that's what comes to you in your dreams. Similar kind of pasuk. Rava Teda, and Rava proves it. You don't see a golden palm tree. Or an elephant going through the eye of a needle. In other words, you only see things that are part of your world. I'm in a case of Rabbi Shua Ben Chananya. So Rabbi Shua, the famous Rabbi Shua, Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva, was asked by the Roman governor, Amritu Rechak Mitu Tuva, you say you're so wise. Tell me what I'm going to dream of tonight, which of course is a preposterous request. Rabbi Shua was up for the task. I see, now this of course is very critical to any Roman, I see that the Parthians are going to are going to conquer you, or they're going to take you, they're going to take you captive, and they're going to work you very hard. And they're going to make you shepherd all sorts of little vermin with a golden stick. A very bizarre dream. So what happened? He thought about it all day. He obsessed on it. He saw it as a dream. Now shift to Bavel. And Shavur Malka, the first of the Sasanian kings who was a friend of Shmuel, said to him, you're very wise. Tell me what I'm going to dream about. So suddenly I have this side of your horn. I said, the Romans are going to come and take you captive. They're going to make you mill date seeds with a golden mill. So he thought about it all day, and that's what he dreamt about. Okay, Barhedya. Now, Barhedya, this is a long story, and this will be the story that will take us all the way to the end of this podcast. Barhedya Mefasher Chel Mahave, he was a well-known dream interpreter. Mandu Yoav Le'Agra, however, since it was up to him, if you gave him a coin, Fasher Le'Malyuta, he'd give you a nice interpretation. Mandu Lo Yoav Le'Agra, if you didn't pay him, Fasher Le'Malyuta, he'd interpret it badly. So what happens? Abaye v'Rava chazu chelma. They were friends. They had a dream, and evidently they had the same dream. Abaye yoiv le'zuzav, Rava lo yoiv le. And this is the whole pattern. Abaye pays him, Rava doesn't pay him, so you know what's going to happen. So Amrile, here's the first part of the dream. Akrinan b'chelmin, and many of these dreams are where in our dream we saw ourselves reading a pasuk. So this is a pasuk from the Tochacha. Shorcha tavuach le'necha, your ox will be slaughtered in front of you and you won't be able to eat it. So he interpreted to Rav, he says, you're going to become so poor, your business is going to fail so badly, that you're going to be so sad it won't help you to eat. Abaye took the opposite tack, which is, your business will flourish. You'll be so happy you won't want to eat. So then another pasuk from the Tochacha, it's all from Kitavo, the terrible curse there. The next piece was, Akrinan Bani Vano Tolid, the verse that you're going to have sons and daughters, and they will not be yours because they'll be taken away. According to Rava, he told him just the simple bad meaning, your kids will be taken captive. You're going to have lots of kids. And your daughters will marry other people. It'll be like they took them in captivity. They went away. A cry, and the next one is they said, another pasuk, you're going to have sons and daughters will be taken by another nation. Abaye Amarle, so Abaye, he gave him the positive twist. Panachman Atachnafishin, you're going to have sons and daughters that are many. Atamat Lekrivach, you're going to say you want them to marry your relatives. Viamra Lekriva, your wife's going to say she wants them to marry her relatives. Va'achpalach Viamat Lom Lekriva, and she'll force you to have them marry off to her relatives. They'll become another, like another nation. L'Rav Amarle, what did he say to Rav about this? Devitu Shchiva, your wife's going to die. And her children will end up with another wife, meaning you'll marry another wife, and they'll have a stepmother. Right? To Amarav, Amar Biyurmiya Ba'abar Amarav, and Rav himself carried this tradition. He himself interpreted that the other nation is a stepmother. Okay, Akrinim Bechelmin. We were forced to read in a dream. The next step. Beautiful pasuk in Kohelet. Go eat your bread and with happiness and with a good heart drink your wine because God has accepted your deeds. Abaye told him your business, and again Abaye is paying him, your business will succeed, and you will eat and drink and you'll read a pasuk being so happy. The Rav said your business will fail, you're going to slaughter and not eat, and so you'll drink and read a pasuk to try to alleviate your anguish. Akrinan zerav totziah sadeh. Another pasuk from the same Tocha. You're going to have lots of seeds and nothing will grow. Labaya marle mireisha. Abaye, he quoted the first part, which is you'll have lots of seeds. The Rava, let me say for the Rava, he just said the meaning is the end, which is you won't have any food. Akrinan zeitim yulacha b'chok v'lecha. Again, you'll have lots of olive trees and all of the olives will fall off. So Abaye Marla Meresha, Rava Sefi again, Abaye said the main thing is the opening, you have lots of olives, and according to Rava, he told him the end, which is that you won't have them. Akrinin v'ra'u kol ha'mei ha'aretz. It's a beautiful pasuk. Going out, the whole world will see that God's name, this is now on the bracha, that God's name is on you and they'll fear you. La'bayar marle nafak lach shma d'resh metiv tahavet. The world's going to go out that you are the Rosh Hashiva. And tach nafat pa'alma, and your fear will be on everyone. L'rava marle bediana d'malka itbar. So according to Rava, to Rava, what did he tell Rava? That the treasure house of the king is going to be broken into, and you're going to be caught for that. Everybody's going to learn a kavachomer from you, and say, "Oh, if Rava, this great tzaddik, could do it, so you're going to be the cause of that." The Machan went out of the side story. Indeed, the king's treasure house is broken into. They caught Rava. Alright, so this is now the next thing. He said they saw, each of them said that we saw lettuce on top of a barrel. Bar Marle, Eif Iskach Kachasa, your business will fly up like lettuce. Rava Marle, Maraskach Kachasa, your business will be bitter like lettuce. Chazan Bisra Pumdani, we saw meat on top of a barrel. Your wine will be sweet, and everybody's going to come to buy meat and wine from you. Your wine's going to go sour. Everybody's going to come and buy meat in order to eat the wine, to drink with the wine, or to eat with the wine because the wine's so bad. They then said, Chazan Chavita the Tali Bedikla. We saw a barrel hanging from a palm tree. Abaye Marle, Madli Iskach Kedikla. So Abaye said, your business will be floating up like a palm tree. The Rava Marle, Chali Iskach Katamri. Your business will be sick, like dates. Meaning your business will be actually be sweet. Like dates, what does it mean? It's going to be very cheap. Amar Amrile, they had another thing. Chazan Rumana de Kadchi Apum Dani. He said, we saw, a pomegranate putting forth its roots into a barrel. Abaye Marle Mitbay Iskach. And so according to Abaye, he said, everybody's gonna want your business. Kada Amar Nafal Pita Bera Velo Ishtakach. Like the people say that a piece of bread fell into the pit and can't be found, meaning they're going to be looking for your business. The Rava Marle Pasit Iskach Vashadit Le Leveira. And to Rava, he said what it means is that your business will fail and you're going to throw it into the pit. Amre Chazinan Bar Chamra Dekaya Istan V'Noer. So they each said, we saw a donkey standing over over our heads in bed and braying. Right, we saw that in our dream. Abaye Marle Malka Havit. Abaye to Abaye, he said, you're going to be a king. And the Rosh Shiva, Kaya Moralach, you have an Amora standing over you. The Rava Marle, Petach Amor Gait Mitfilach. And to Rava, he said that the donkey, so your tefillin doesn't have the word Petach Amor spelled properly. Marle, did he chazili v'ite? Rava said, what are you talking about? I saw it. So the Vav, a Petach Hamor, is missing. And evidently it happened. Okay, so now, what happens now with the story? Rava is suffering terribly. Rava came alone. I saw my outside door fall. It means your wife's going to die. I saw my teeth falling out. Your kids are going to die. He said, I saw two doves flying away. Amarle, Trey Noshim Agarshit, you're going to divorce two wives. Amarle Chazoi, Trey Gar Galide de Liftai, saw two heads of turnips. My train Kulfe Balat. He said, this means that you, are going to get, two beats on the head. So what happened? Azal Rava, who Yom of Yatav Midrash, Kul Yom, Rava went to the Beit Midrash, was there all day. Ashka Chanu Trey, Sagi Nahori, Davu Kamantu Adadadad. There were two blind guys fighting with each other. Azal Rava the Furkinu, Rava tried to break it up. Machul Rava Trey, they hit Rava twice. Dalm Chuye Achrite, they were about to hit him again. Amar Mistaye, Trey Nechazai, he said, stop, I saw two in my dream. Okay, now, what happens at the end? Lasof Ata Rava Viyav Leagra. Rava evidently got wise to this. He went to Bar Hadya and he paid him. Now he's going to tell him, and it's unclear whether he really had these dreams or not. He said, I saw my wall fall down, which could easily be interpreted badly. You're going to get property without bounds. Suddenly it's good. I saw Abaye's palace fall down, or house fall down, covered with ash. Abaye will die, and his yeshiva will become yours. I saw my own house fall. I saw everybody coming, taking bricks from it. Your words, your Torah, will spread through the world. I saw that my head was split open, and my brains fell. So this, of course, all of these are things that could easily be interpreted very badly. He said, all it means is that a feather came out of your pillow. Something very, very simple. I was made to read Hallel Mitzrayim, what we call Hallel, in the dream. You're going to have miracles happen to you. So now, in the meantime, Barhedyan Rava, who was now was on his good side, were in a boat. So Barhedyan said to himself, why should I hang out with a guy who's going to have miracles happen to him? That means something bad, dangerous will happen, and I won't have a miracle happen. So Barhedyan was going to jump out of the boat, and a little scroll fell out of his pocket. Rava saw that it wrote, the dreams follow the interpretation. Amar Rasha, he looked at him, he said, you Rasha, but it was all up to you, and you put me through so much pain. Now, it's unclear whether any of these things happened, except for the getting beaten in the Beit Midrash, or whether it means that he put him through such mental anguish. Kulu machil nalach, I will be mochal all of them, bar mi bar tere Rav Chista, except for what you said about my wife dying. Halavai, you should be handed over to a kingdom that will not have compassion for you. Amar Mayavid. So Barhedyan said, what should I do? Evidently he was Jewish. He said, when a Chacham curses you, even if it's wrong, it's going to happen. And Rava, and certainly Rava, the Bedina Kalayit, he's cursing me correctly. Amar Ekum V'igli, I'll go into exile. Amar Mar Galut Machaper Tavon. Exile is a kapara, we said, from Ir Miklat. Kam Galiv Eromai, he went to Rome. From Bavel to Rome. He went and sat in front of the wardrobe keeper of the king, of the emperor. Reish Torzina Chazachelma. So the emperor, the wardrobe keeper, had a dream. I saw a needle on my finger in the dream. Amale Havli Zuzah. So Barhedyan couldn't break his old habits. He said, pay me. V'lo Yaivle, he didn't pay him. So he didn't say anything. He said, his next dream, he said, I saw that a worm came onto my fingers. He said, Havli Zuzi, pay me. He didn't pay him. He didn't say anything. The worms are now, a worm is on all over my hand. He said, oh, silkworms have eaten up all the king's clothes. And by that time, it was too late. Shami be Malka at Jewel the Reish Torzina. So the king heard about this. He brought the wardrobe keeper. Kokala, you're about to kill him. Amarlo, Anna, why are you killing me? I to lie to Aviyad of Lomar. Go get the guy who knew this was happening and didn't say anything. I to the Barhedyan. They brought Barhedyan. I'm tu Zuza Didach, Charvu Shirai de Malka. Because of the one Zuz you wanted, all of the king's clothes were destroyed. A foolish thing. Kfitu train arze bechevla. So they took two cedars and they bound them, they pulled them together with a rope. Asu chadkar lechad arze, and they tied one of his legs to one. You know where this is going. Chadkar lechad arze, and the other one to the other arze. Shar lechevla, and they broke the rope. I stalik reshe until they split back together and they split him apart. They went back upright, split him apart. Azal kochad bechad bekamaduchte, it stalik nafel betrain. The trees went back to their place, and he ended up in two parts. That was the end of that story. Sha'al ben Dama ben Achutosh Rabbi Shmuel be'ed Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's famous cousin had asked him once whether he could learn Greek wisdom at a time that's not day or night. Yom Balayla, He asked him, "Ayiti shnei l'chayayishin ashurai." Saw my, there's more dream interpretation. I taught, saw my two cheeks falling off. Amar shnei gdudei Romi yatzu alachara umeitu. There were two legions of Rome that wanted to kill you, and they died instead. Amar lei bar kapra the Rebbe. Bar kapra asked Rebbe, "Ayiti chot mishin ashurai." Saw my nose fall off. Amar charon af yitzalik malachar. Means God was angry at you. Charon af, and he went away. My hands were cut off. You won't have to work. Because these are dreams that could easily be interpreted badly. I saw my legs cut off. You're going to ride on a horse. I saw in a dream they said you're going to die in Adar and you won't see Nisan. It means you're going to die in glory and you won't ever have a Nisayon. So he played with Adar and Nisan. Okay, a particular min, which is one of the early Christians, said to Rabbi Yishmael, "Ra'iti shani mashkeh shemen lezeitim." Now you know he's going to interpret this badly. I saw that I was putting oil back into olives in my dream. Amale Balimo, it must be that you had relations with your mother. Amale Chazoide Katifli Kochava, I saw that I was grabbing a star from the heavens. Amale Bar Yisrael Ganav, it must be you kidnapped a Jew. Amale Chazoide Vlaita Lichochava, I saw that I swallowed the star. Amale Bar Yisrael Gizvante, you sold that Jew that you kidnapped, Vachal the Dame, and you used up all the money. Amale Chazoide Einai Dinashkin Adari, I saw my eyes kissing each other. Amale Balachoto, you must have had relations with your sister. You can see the symbolism here in all of these. Amarle Chazoy Danash Kisir, I saw that I was kissing the moon. Amarle Baal Eshet Yisrael, you had relations with a married Jewish woman. Amarle Chazoy Darichna Betuna Daasa, I saw that I was carrying I was walking on a bed of myrtles. Amarle Baal Naram Urasa, you must have had relations with a young maiden who was betrothed. I saw a bed that was above me, and I was below it. That means you're sleeping with your wife upside down, if you were. I saw ravens coming back to the bed. Your wife sleeping with a lot of men. I saw birds coming back, doves coming back to the bed. Which means you also had relations with a lot of women. I took two doves and they flew away. Amarle, tarti nashi da saft fartina melo get. You married two women and you divorced them without a get. I saw myself peeling eggs. Amarle, shachvi kamashachat. You're stripping the dead, meaning you're robbing graves. Amarle, kulu itanubi. He said, all of them are true. Bami adalaita, except for the last one. In the meantime, a woman showed up. Amrale, hi gleam of the machasa, that garment that that guy's wearing, the gavraponihu, demitva shalachte, it belonged to a guy who died, and he took it from the grave, so they were all true. When Chazoy da Amrili, I saw, the last thing he said is, he said again, shvakla chavuch nichse v'kapudkaya. He said, in the dream they told me that my father left me property in Kapudkaya, in Turkey. He said, do you have property there, Amar Lelo? No, I don't. Azala Vuchlovidkai, did your father ever travel there, Amar Lelo? No. Imkain Kappa Kishura Deka Asara. So Kapudkaya now becomes Kappa. Now it becomes a Greek word, means beam, and Deka, like in Greek, Deka means 10. So Zilchaza Kappa Deresh Asara, go count, find the 10th beam. Shimlei Azuzi, you'll find in your house, the 10th beam over is filled with money. Azal Ashkach Shimlei Azuzi, he found it, indeed, that was the case. Okay, we're going to pause here and pick it up with more of the dream interpretation. In the meantime, we'll pause at this point. Wish everybody a wonderful day.